American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
I'll begin by noting that we're all grieving the loss of Lake and Riley, just as we've grieved so many tragedies over the years here in Athens. Each one of these is a reminder of our collective failure to be where we wish to be as a community and a society.
Mayor Kelly Gertz, the news conference of last week, Wednesday, I think it was of last week, few days after the tragic murder of Lake and Riley, the death on February 29th, the body found in that park, the intramural fields near Lake Herrick, and the arrest of a suspect a day later. I want to seize, as we speak with Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, and thanks for coming in this morning. I want to seize for a brief moment, and in thinking about this over the weekend, this is really the only question I have. Now, we'll talk about any number of things here, but it occurred to me as I listened to that opening statement, if you will, this thing about a collective failure. My question would be this, and the assumption being that okay, a lot of folks responsible for circumstances that led to where we are, none more so than the accused killer, of course. But you spoke at great length of, for example, congressional failure. And I assume some state legislation you would like to see addressed one way or the other. My question, though, if it's indeed collective failure, what is the failure on the part of the local government, the Athens-Clarke County Commission, the mayor? What's your culpability, responsibility? What's your share of that collective failure?
Tim, I just want to begin by recognizing the compassion that we all need right now as community members, as part of the greater Athens and University of Georgia community, as family members, as parents, as people who have grieved for individual losses and see Lake and Riley's murder as a continuum of this thread of losses that so many of us have experienced. And when you recognize that humanity is simply insufficient and not always up to the task, you, I think, owe it to yourself to say, you know, how can I be part of a solution? You know, how can I be part of a greater good? And as you parlay that into local policymaking terms, you always ask, what is it that we could do even better than we're doing? I mentioned the other day some of the things we've done in recent years that have driven down our crime rate. But as I noted at the end of that conversation, the only appropriate number of murders in a community or the only appropriate number of assaults is zero. And so we are stepping forward with some initiatives that already were in the laboratory, so to speak, that are going to make Athens an even safer place and a place where we can bolster the powers of our police department and do what they would term force multiplying. And we're going to continue because, of course, society evolves just as the globe evolves. And so right now there are places where people are hanging out and recreating where they weren't recreating 20 years ago. Similarly, on a global scale, there are crises abroad that are different than the crises of 30 years ago. And in local government, we like to be very functional. We like to make things work. Whether that's making sure that our emergency management folks have the right tools and medicines on their truck, appropriate to this day and the circumstances we're in. And on the federal level, I would hope that congressional leaders and those in the White House would recognize that we have global crises that are different than those of the Reagan era or the George H.W. Bush era.
And you rolled out, and we will spend some time on these, a list of items you want the Athens-Clarke County Commission to address tomorrow night, the commission to meet tomorrow evening at City Hall. But I want to, again, drill down on the question I just asked. If you point to Congress, for example, and say, well, you should have passed this particular bill, and you hadn't done anything since Tip O'Neill back in the 80s and the 90s, is there anything that corresponds with what the local government should have done or something the local government maybe did wrong that you would address?
When you care about your community, you'd always wish for omniscience and that great knowledge of all things that may be happening. And unfortunately, in our humanity, we just do not possess that. But what you can do is you can say, you know, are there some ways that we can be more aware of environments? You know, our partners at the University of Georgia have just announced about $7 million of expenditures. And they're going to be putting out an array of camera-enabled safety devices in many of their areas like these. And so these are the sorts of things that you ask yourself as we step into this era. Are there more things that we can do? The retrospect is nearly impossible because, of course, we can't parse every detail, or we can't have been.
Well, let me ask about a specific. Mayor Kelly Gertz, our sheriff, campaigned on a platform of not cooperating with ICE on the matter of detainees. There's somebody in the Clark County Jail we think may be here illegally. Law says you're supposed to call ICE and report that. Here's a sheriff who ran on a platform of not doing that. To the extent that you have any ability at all, has the commission, has the manager, has anyone leaned on the sheriff to follow the law on that?
What I would definitely recommend, just as you look at your programming here in the station, is to talk to some folks who are experts in constitutional law around these questions of detention, because there's great variety of legal perspective on this. You know, one of the commonly cited ones is that these detainers only have legal meaning if they have the backing of a judge or a magistrate, and it's my understanding that that's the current status of the sheriff's department's approach to that question. I'm not a constitutional attorney, so I'm going to defer.
What would
that
you prefer
question.
He do on that?
Well, largely, I'd prefer that many things are true, and I would prefer that in the case of somebody who's demonstrated any propensity for violence or extreme criminality, that those persons be held. Now, I think that is often the case when you have that magistrate intervention, but. We, of course, exist in an environment where there are many layers, and among the responsibilities of the federal government is to have sufficient staffing to kind of make that work. As it happens, my executive assistant in the office worked in the sheriff's department for many decades and noted that oftentimes ICE would be contacted. This is dating back to the 90s and the early 2000s, and ICE would say, listen, we don't have anybody in the region right now. You know, we're not going to issue a detainer for this.
Mayor Kelly Gertz with us again, the news conference of last week. It occurred to me to wonder, as I talked to you about this a moment or so ago before we went on the air here, different people approach these things in different ways. I would imagine you, I don't want to speak for you, you can tell me, probably the last thing you wanted to do was hold that kind of a news conference. Why did you feel compelled to do it? And if you, looking back on it, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that, or no, you tell me.
Well, there will be plenty of time to talk about kind of individual personal reactions, but in a time when the community is grieving, it's important to let community members know that their government is grieving with them and know that we are seeking solutions, however evolutionary those may be and however imperfect those may be. I do find that particularly in an environment where there is such a disconnect between people, that finding direct connection with people is important. And so to be in front of human beings and have a conversation as not just a leader, but a parent and a community member is something that I will do more of and have done in the past.
Mayor Kelly Gertz, you couldn't see it, but behind you we have the Fox News Channel on the monitor here. They were just reporting that the Barra brother is going to be in federal court and making today the green card business. Mention that to mention this, and then we'll take a brief break. When the Fox News Channel, when CNN shows up in your town, it's almost never for a good reason. They didn't come here to watch you cut the ribbon on a park. They came here because something horrible had happened. And there you stood in front of not only local media and the folks out of Atlanta, but there's a national media. That's a first for you, I suppose. You tell me.
Certainly the time of COVID and the Black Lives Matter movements and discussion of the monument movement, I mean, those all generated some national press. And regardless of the national press, I mean, one of the reasons that I'm glad to be sitting here today is because we're really speaking to the community right. In a space like this.
You're not defending us. You're not upholding your oath of office, sir. You are lawless. You are a criminal.
Mayor Kelly Gertz, his news conference of last week. That was not the mayor. That was obviously someone shouting at the mayor there. I thought at the time, and I'm watching this, and I'm like, you know, I've been on the receiving end of that a time or two. It's not pleasant. What does it feel like? Again, the whole country's watching this, and it's gone viral, and you're right there in the maelstrom, as it were.
Well, I've gotten acclimated to being level through chaos, and oddly have gotten okay with that But, you know, in biblical terms, this too shall pass. What we can't do is bring back a lost life. And so that's really where my center rests right now.
Well, I mean, there are people, and that was one of them. There are people who are saying that your policies, you and the commission gave us a sanctuary city, and that is why this person is in the country illegally. That's why this person is here, and that's why this murder occurred. There are people who connect dots, and they lead right back to you. And they start with this resolution that came out in 2019, a resolution in support of the Athens immigrant, undocumented, and Latinx community. A lot of whereases and therefores. Now, as I read this, and I talked about this last week, and I remember when it came out. Tell me if I'm wrong here, but I don't see anything actionable in it. It doesn't call for the commission to do anything. There was no tangible thing that happened as a result of this. Athens-Clarke County government shall execute XYZ. That didn't happen. It was simply a statement of values, or am I wrong? Did I miss something?
When you're in local government, oftentimes resolutions are something like Hallmark cards of the moment. You know, they're here, recognize a context or a challenge or kind of hold human beings up. And that's part of what we do in Athens is hold human beings up. You know, and I know many of your listeners do, that I worked with young people for 20 years and had lots of experiences with families in various crises. And those crises sometimes ebb and flow based on the things that are in the dialogue. And we wish to affirm those families who are hurting. And that's all it is.
Well, that said, I mean, I don't know, Macon didn't issue one of those. And so the people who are critical of the resolution and the people who signed off on it are saying, well, that's why these illegal aliens come to Athens and not, for example, Macon.
It's impossible to know what's in the minds of other local government folks. But here we tend to be somewhat demonstrative. If you look across the landscape, you see all kinds of different social approaches and conversational approaches. And Athens is one with a big heart. And there's enough heart to go around, enough love to go around to the entire community. And I anticipate you'll continue to see that true. Now, before the break, you mentioned that there were some actual actions that are on the agenda. And
right.
So as we find our desires in local government, we move beyond just feeling into action.
Well, so let's talk about that. The commission to meet 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at City Hall. And this is the first thing you talked about last week was I want the commission to do this, that, and the other thing as relates to a package of public safety measures. One that stood out to me, and it helped me with the phrase here, I'm working with a real-time crime center. All right, what is this?
Is something like an information aggregate room where you have video feeds on a wall in a space. And so just the reality is that you will not be able to fund in local government, nor do you want a police officer on every street corner like this is some different kind of place. But what you can do is you can use the power of video and have someone there who's monitoring that so that you can respond to challenges, whether that's an auto accident or whether that's someone behaving erratically. And you can get to that scene very quickly as a result of that. And so we've already been ramping this up, and we initiated the first phase of this last year in our budget that passed the first Tuesday in June, and have always anticipated advancing this. Often in local government, you're advancing initiatives over a series of iterations, and what I've suggested to the commission is here we have fund balance necessary to the task. Let's go ahead and get this job done. So we've got this room staffed 3 shifts a day, and we can respond very quickly to crises that emerge.
What else? What else you want commissioners to give you tomorrow night?
We are also going to be installing some of the pan, tilt, and zoom cameras that we have in our downtown array in a data-driven way at those challenging intersections in public spaces. And so that was kind of part of the same network and an adjacent activity. And as I mentioned earlier, people are recreating in different places. And so our Greenway Network and our Firefly Trail are places that we love so much, but they're places that aren't a traditional park where you've got a parking lot and you've got a soccer field. And so we need the kind of vehicles that it takes to monitor those, just because police officers can't as quickly reach those locations either with a traditional vehicle or on foot. And so there's some ATVs that we're going to be purchasing for monitoring those spaces.
Is there any sense of where the commission is on some of this?
I've heard nothing but support for this.
Again, the commission to meet at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening at City Hall. Prior to that, and we talked with some of these folks, and some of the folks were in the room last week as you were holding your news conference. 5:30, these, what do they call it, Make Athens Safe Again. This organization strung together over the last few days. They plan to show up and ask you to do a lot more. They want sanctuary status, city status revoked. You spoke to this in that news conference. And this is my understanding as well. Some cities announce themselves as sanctuary cities. Athens never really did. But in terms of something that is legally defined, it's rather nebulous.
You know, this is interesting language. I mean, it really is language that comes out of a biblical tradition and then has been sort of ascribed to this thing that, as you suggest, some cities are overt about. We, as I noted the other day, provide a document to the Georgia Department of Audits every year indicating that as they define the term, we do not qualify as a sanctuary city, and we have to attest to that, and anybody can avail themselves.
And the reason you do is because Georgia law says you can't be a sanctuary city.
That's exactly right.
2016, I think.
Yeah.
Mayor Kelly Gertz, question, my phone's blowing up, folks listening, and ask him this, ask him that. Let me get this one in front of me because this struck me as... Yeah, are you willing to disband the Police Oversight Committee? It's a citizens committee that some say was set up for the purpose of harassing Athens-Clark County Police. Your thoughts on the performance of that body so far and its future?
Folks who are attuned to the way that local government operates may know that it is the Office of the Internal Auditor that supports the Public Safety Oversight Commission. And our auditor, Gavin Hassamer, has done a wonderful job engaging with that group. And they now have a formal process in place. And it's a process-oriented thing like so much of what we do. It's not a space for randomness or some kind of unstructured rabble-rousing. You know, we have a process, and the police department has been involved in the evolution of that process. And so it will continue, and like so many things we do, continue to get better.
Mayor Kelly Gertz with us. Just another couple of minutes here. The effort to make Athens a safer city, and you got these folks complaining that it's not safe enough. You pointed to at great length in that news conference last week that statistically, crime data, especially violent crime, we're actually doing better over the last few years.
Yes, we are, and I'm proud of everyone in this community, from people in our public schools to the officers in our police department, where, by the way, I'll note, I learned late last week that we had 33 officer openings, and we now have 32 folks in the academy to fill those openings.
Yeah, I spoke with the chief a few weeks ago, and the number was 50-some-odd. It's been whittled down, and you're telling me it's going to be whittled down to basically nothing in the next few weeks to come.
That's right. And you're in the media, Tim, and you recognize that sometimes anecdotes carry such power that people hold on to them.
You know, that old adage, you would be the first, you know, that if it bleeds, it leads, right?
Lake
and Riley's not an anecdote to a lot of people.
That's true.
I mean, this is why this story resonates so much. I mentioned this
humanity
a lot, that we have murders in Athens that don't, Fox News Channel, CNN don't show up for the average shoot 'em up in some different parts of town. But it matters a lot to a lot of people when it's the University of Georgia.
Yeah. Well, and as people understand writ large, the work we do, we want people to know we are doing everything we can to make people safe, and we'll take another step in that regard tomorrow.
Oh, we will leave it there. Athens Mayor Kelly Gertz, thanks for coming out this morning.
Thank you, Tim.